In the early days of Central Time, we met Venus Williams for a look at Alice's Garden, an urban agriculture project in Milwaukee. We talked to her about the ways different ethnic groups in the city came together and shared their different relationships with the land and with farming.
With the growing season here once again, we're checking in with her about the latest from Alice's Garden, including a new farm stand opening in June that takes the group's mission into a new direction. Venus Williams is in our Milwaukee studio. She's the director of Alice's Garden Urban Farm. Venus, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, so before we visit the farm stand, it is growing season again, more or less, here in Wisconsin. What's coming up so far that you're excited about?
So yesterday I did an herbal workshop on tinctures and decoctions and infusions, and I was able to harvest many herbs, lovage and catmint, fennel, some sage, some spearmint, apple mint. So as a perennial herb farmer, there's a lot going on, even though it feels like autumn today.
And I know we've been talking about lovage here at the studio lately. I get some from my CSA. Can't quite get myself to like it. Venus, can you make me love lovage?
Yes, I can make you love lovage. Why don't you boil it and use it as a decoction that will help heal your body in many ways. One of the benefits of lovage is when you drink it, it actually works from the inside out, dealing with eczema and acne and other skin irritations. So you don't have to cook with it. You could actually use it as a tea.
Huh.
Oh, that's a new one,
Rob.
Worth
a shot. Okay,
yeah.
I will try that.
We'll get you back on this love bandwagon yet. So, Venus, as we mentioned, the farm stand is opening up next month. What is the goal of that part of the new project?
So it's wonderful. The city of Milwaukee is allowing farm stands in ways that have not been permitted before. So very often people come by Alice's Garden wanting to purchase fresh produce from the garden, and we have not in the past been doing that. But this year, beginning mid-June, the second or third week of June, on Monday evenings only, we will have a farm stand that will both sell fresh produce from Alice's Garden along with our herbal product line. So we're really excited. We're going to set up a stand right at 20th and Garfield and be available to the public in a way that we have not been available in that community.
And farm stands are a great part of, you know, small towns, rural communities. We've got some in the Madison area. What does this mean for Milwaukee that yours and maybe other farm stands are going to be popping up?
Well, we have intentionally chosen Monday as the day that we will have our farm stand because the Fondy Farmers Market is closed. So we are looking at even providing, filling in a gap within the neighborhood and that area of town. So as you drive past 20th Street, which is a very busy street at rush hour time and both in the morning, people will be able to just pull to the side and purchase their greens or tomatoes, peppers, herbs, herbal products right there again in the community where all of these fresh goodies have been grown.
Now, you mentioned herbs, and I know that herbs hold a special place in your heart, and they'll be at the farm stand as well. Could you tell us about some of the different things you're going to be doing with herbs in that aspect of it?
So, again, yesterday with the workshop, one of the things that I shared, we are expanding our herbal produce line this season. I am waiting for a delivery, literally. I'm hoping it's going to be there today from an herb company out of Canada called Richter's. So we are expanding into garlic mint and, there are so many different herbs, ginger mint. My favorite new herb that I'm growing this year that I've only grown for myself is fenugreek. So we are really expanding to about a quarter acre or so, more like a quarter acre of fenugreek, which is an incredible herb that I have fallen in love with over the past 6 months. So constantly with us, we're looking to move beyond what people traditionally purchase at a market. So we're used to buying basic spearmint or peppermint or chives or parsley and so on, but we are really adding to our herbal selection, and all of that will be available fresh at all the different markets that we'll be at this summer and especially at our farm stand on Monday evenings.
Talking to Venus Williams with the Alice's Garden Urban Agriculture Project in Milwaukee. Venus, I know a lot of people look at urban agriculture as this new trend, this exciting new thing. You say no, it's been around a long time. What traditions are you tapping into with Alice's Garden?
With Alice's Garden, with me personally, and with many of our gardeners and farmers there, we all have a long ancestral history of growing food. And so whether we originate from small towns in Mississippi and Alabama, as many folks in our community do, we didn't leave those agricultural traditions behind. And for us, what is also important in urban agriculture is the word culture in agriculture. So we really look at not just how those who raised us or raised the generations before us grew food, but what that food means to them, what preparing meals means and holding on to family tradition. So it's about the growing of food, but we also do a whole lot of cooking and grilling and preparing of dishes with the fresh produce at Alice's Garden.
Are there new food traditions and favorite recipes that have grown up and helped strengthen the community through that bond of food?
I don't know that there are new food traditions, but what we want to do is help people reclaim what has already been there. So on Tuesday evenings, we have a program called Reclaiming and Nourishing Family Traditions. And during that project, we invite people to bring in favorite family recipes or the things that you like to put on the grill. We also have burners. And so it really is about sharing our family traditions, not so much reinventing any, but just reclaiming what has always been there. And for many of us, we never walked away from it. I think that's one of the myths of urban agriculture, is that it's something that we left and are coming back to. Alice's Garden itself has been there since 1972. There are other gardens in the city that are even older. As we talk to the elders in the community who came to the city of Milwaukee in the 40s and the 50s, they will tell you about extension gardens that they farmed at in the early 50s. So it is not a new movement. It is just a broader movement now.
Venus, thank you so much for joining us, and I wish you a bountiful growing season.
Thank you, and the same to you.
That was Venus Williams, Executive Director of Alice's Garden in Milwaukee.